Anthony Clark Jr., one of our NBA insiders in studio. Yeah, so Edie, Hunter Dickinson reportedly both close to a million to stay at Purdue for Edie, for Dickinson to leave Michigan for Kansas. One thing I'll say, though, and away from the NIL money, I don't know if there is a spot in the NBA for Edie or Dickinson outside of being the just a rebounder and clear it and kick it out. And I don't believe teams are going to throw lottery picks or high first round money at guys like that.
No, I don't. I would have to agree with that. It just goes back to our previous conversations of development. If they really want to make some major money in the league, they're going to have one of the most standout performances season this upcoming year.
Well, the big guy philosophy now is what we're seeing with Embiid and Jokic, and these guys can extend and shoot the outside shot consistently.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, you know, they're both near 7 feet tall, and that's what the big man is now. There's no more post in the paint. There's no half-court game.
Nope.
Hardly at all, except I will say last night in game one, the biggest thing that impressed me was the defense that the Nuggets played in game one.
I agree. I think that they were able to lock up, you know, their half-court sets, as you said. It was just great. They prevented a lot of perimeter shooters from getting hot, and Strus, Vincent, all those guys, and even their paint presence, obviously. Adebayo was really the only guy who could get real production from in there, but even then, it wasn't the best, and we see that in the outcome of the game.
I watched that game, and my first thought was, how in the heck did Miami win the East? Is the East that bad, or is it overrated and all the drama and what Miami has powered through? Because that looked like men against boys last night. I know there was a push at the end, but that game was over.
Mm-hmm.
And But they just went through an emotional 7-game series.
Mm-hmm.
They now get the longer breaks in between games, and they're really in a must-win situation on Sunday, or this series is over.
I agree. I think that, just going back to what you just said, they did have a shorter amount of time to rest up after that very long 7-game series. They're up 3-0, end up playing 4 more games that they did not anticipate. So I think that they do have to win game 2 in Denver. Otherwise, it's going to take a lot for Miami to gain some confidence and take one at home in order to maintain their, you know, chances of surviving the series.
What did you like last night about Denver and why this series could end in 4, it could end in 5? I know I'm sticking with 6, but I really see a sweep or 5 right now. What did you like about the Nuggets in game 1?
I liked exactly how you put it when you said it was really men amongst boys last night, especially for who I think has been kind of that darker horse the first 3 rounds in Aaron Gordon. I mean, Miami was sending a lot of smaller guys towards him, and he took every and all opportunity to go after the basket, and he made it more often than not. So just overall, Jokic getting his teammates involved. He had, 5 shot attempts in the first 3 quarters, which, how does your number one guy only take 5 shot attempts? He was great at passing around the ball. Jamal Murray, obviously an absolute killer. He is playing outside of his mind. And everybody else on the Denver Nuggets roster just played a fluid game.
Yeah, they look good. I think it's over. I don't give Miami a chance, but I think I've said that 2 or 3 times about the Heat so far in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Anthony Clark Jr., one of our NBA insiders, also a member of the news team on our flagship station, 96.1, the game's sister station, Wood Radio in downtown Grand Rapids. Good stuff, my man. We'll talk soon, okay?
Yeah, appreciate you, huge.
All right, Anthony Clark Jr. in studio.